on Potlatch, the Kachahin dancers from Sitka. This is another in a series of programs consisting of highlights from last year's Festival of Native Arts. On this program, we'll hear the young dancers from Sitka, the Kachahin dancers. The performers are from the Raven Clan, Judy Brady, Sharon Frank, Ruth Farquhar, Larry Garrity, Patty Johnson, songleader and drummer Timothy McGraw, Julia Mielsen, Mike Spoon, Martin Strand, Martina Strand, Marlene Thomas, Mike Tytel, Cynthia Williams, Ethel Williams, and the following performers are members of the Eagle Clan: Nancy Eddy, Laurie Joseph, song leader and drummer Alice Kitka, drummer Marla Kitka, Donna Lang, Alicia Williams, and Karen Williams. Isabella Brady provides the narration for the song. She begins by introducing 83-year-old Charlie Joseph.
He was raised in his culture. He started learning the songs and dance at the age of 3. He knows how to make the Tlingit headdresses, the shakias, which you will be seeing tonight. He's been a song leader for years and years and years in Sitka. He's chief of the Eagle Tribe, the Kakwantan and Sitka. He will welcome you in the Tlingit language, and his daughter, Ethel McKinnon, will translate.
Charlie says, thank you for coming to see his grandchildren. I am interpreting for Charlie tonight. Although he can talk pretty good English, they tell us that they want him to speak the Tlingit language, so I'll do my very best in interpreting for him. Charlie doesn't want to get you guys to be too boring, so he's not going to talk very long. The canoe the children use on their first performance has the raven and the eagle on it. The children that are performing in this dance group, their culture is, and their clan is eagle and raven. And as they sit in this canoe, that's the way they sit. The children are just about ready to start. I think my father had forgot to say that the kids that are sitting on the canoe, as they sit, they paddle toward a better culture. They started years ago where we were losing. You heard Mrs. Ramos say earlier, we are losing our culture. So our children are paddling towards that culture, hoping to get some of it back. Thank you. The first two songs that the young people will be doing for you tonight are canoe songs. Dakhwa Adi, which is the interior Indian, came down the Sikkim River years and years ago, and apparently there was a huge glacier there, and they couldn't really go over it and move everything that they had to move, and they weren't sure that they could get under the glacier either. So some of the older men volunteered to paddle down under this glacier. They were willing to sacrifice their lives. And they sent 3 reliable, honest men over to see if they would make it under the glacier. And Charlie says that the words in the first song, they aren't really words, they're from the Athabascan type of language. It's a slow beat to it, and it's kind of a mournful sound. And then the costumes that the young people have would be used in Athabascan and Copper River dances.
The captain, someone pointed out to me, took a trip to Nia Bay, and they said, one of your paddlers wasn't paddling part of the time, but the captain's on that end, and she steers the boat part of the time. You might notice we have a raven, and we have an eagle. We don't want to get into any trouble with our tribe, so we have to have them represented. And the second song that they will do, they've made it under the glacier, and they're going to say, push the boat out, push the boat out. They get the boat out to the deep water, and then they will say, steady the boat, steady the boat. And they have a yell that they do that says, are you ready? And they say, yes, we are. So the Ajahn dancers are ready to perform for you. Culture the story of how they came down the Stikine River. And one of the things that Charlie says that part of the culture is whenever they were going to perform anywhere, they had a walking song. We call it an outside song. And the next song that they'll be doing is one that was composed by Nakoshi. I might mention, too, in passing, that I am not a traditional Tlingit. I'm one of these people that lost the culture. And it's a big thrill for me to see these young people, non-speaking Tlingit, being able to do what they are doing. Nakoshi is the composer of the song that is used in the outside Tlingit song. He was in jail. He composed this song for the woman that he loved. And the song goes this way. Will you look at that, the way he loves that wolf, Kiksadi children? I cried for you, Koho children of long ago. I cried for you. If you could only see me now, Koho children, I still cry for you. And they usually repeat this, and they'll be singing it on the outside there, telling they've arrived in the canoe and they're ready to start performing for you. And the next song after the outside song is Kwagut. Kawut, who is Rudolph Walton, we call that the coming in song. And he was talking about his aunts that he loved very, very much, but he was hearing some stories that weren't too pleasing. And he says, there's a deep sadness within me. It is for myself that I weep at this time. The whole thing implies that the respect is so great, and the things that Kwawut is hearing do not have anything to do with respect or love, which I think is so true of our culture. As the young people dance in, they will be coming in with their backs to you to show you and identify who they are. Like, I have the raven, I'm a Kiksadi, I wear a frog. You identify the people right away. I might mention at this time that Esther Littlefield helped us with our costumes, and we really worked hard to get the young people ready. The parents and the children are both involved in this. So at this time, we'll have the Tlingit Outside song. We're saying, we're coming, we're ready to dance for you. Thank you. The next song they'll be doing is Fajahin, and this is Old Sitka. This is the young people's song. This was composed by Wadan East. And the Old Sitka song is about an old man who is very sick, and he thinks he's going to die. And he, what the words are is, I had given up long ago of ever seeing my uncle's land, which is Old Sitka. I will soon be going to another land, to my grave. My raven of long ago loves the land of Old Sitka. If I die in Old Sitka, I'll die happy, and that goes for me too. So now they'll do their song for you. And I say the headdresses are called Sukkiyeps, and the traditional Thlinkit dances, the men are the ones that do all of the work. The girls back them up. Our drummer is Donna Lang. Because we have Title IV funds, Indian Education Act funds. And Sarah Williams, who's an Athabascan, is with us, and she was so anxious to come up, she's willing to pay her own way, but we decided we needed more chaperones. And I'd like also to introduce George Ramos, who is a dance instructor. George?
Actually, I was supposed to give you a speech, but I think I lost my voice in that last dance. But we've been working with this group for a year. We have 60 students in all. This is our advanced group you see here. We have the intermediate, and we have the beginners. The beginners are from 5 years old on up. And working with 5 year old, you can't give them a break. The minute you give them a break, they fall asleep in a chair. I'm from Yakutat. I danced with the Yakutat group a few years ago, and I was very fortunate because my father-in-law at that time took it upon himself to teach the younger people how to dance before it was lost. And you might wonder why we had never did that for a few years. Actually, in the late 1800s, they had sent missionaries up to Alaska. And one of the things the missionaries did was they told us that we couldn't do our tradition dances, potlatches, they even cut our totem poles down. They kind of told us that we were worshiping totem poles. Well, their totem poles are a story pole of deeds or family history. But when you look at an Indian costume, like the one I have, it's a Copper River type, and you can tell on the back that I come from the Raven clan. And then down in the front, you'll see that my sub-clan is the Silver Salmon. And on the lapel around my neck is a frog, which means that I come from the Frog House. Now, there's nothing hard about remembering that. I'm a Raven clan, Silver Salmon, and I come from the Frog House. If you ask any GI where he comes from, he'll say from the 3rd Battalion, Company B, 3rd Squad. So that's the way I work it.
To Alaska, my name is Union. Ini wek tonon, sekalung nernek, ini unia ni lo tau. Atakki, kovia sung naktok, sekalu suguruk tuni, ini lam, minik sanga, angin man. Ini payar wok, manin neksa ni aguruat, sekalung niak siting, una pit kovetiak, tanya kaktuak, tax reform act of 1976 mit, ini curiruk sarigat, kangek sipiak atarlugo. Tap to Maguk Sama, Pitkuram, Alangok Pitiagata Niagai, Inum, Manin Nexaluni, Ekalum Yakin, Akiliak Sangi, Manilakinum, Taxis Lakinum, Tamna Pitkuretiak, Inum, Kangakirukumium, Ulagiru Kramarok, Naka, Ukaditak to Kramagai, Telephonic to Kramagai, Internal Revenue Service, Manilakin. Tap kwa minakit sini sa bagwit pata una sa manampak. Venus 3700. Apeksu sa regup ko, isugulugo, long distance operator mi. Ukaw di dawdi kun, tap ko nunga, manilaki rinun. Uka kadigit ka niya kadi. Inyuk sa maengkit meet ko mi, una nampak. 279-0681. 279-0681. Ukadi tawigigumiyong, ukakadigisin niyaong migay. Manilikirit. Tap tumuna, pitkurakun, tanya kaktokun. Tax Reform Act of 1976.
Tavra. To all of the people that have heard this program, I would not encourage, but I am going to urge and, maybe even a stronger word than that, for you all to please, please write in and say what kind of programs you want, if you would like it in your native dialect, what native dialect, anything you want to say. I've been told this is your program, then make it your program. And for this segment anyway, if you feel freer to write to the Fairbanks Native Center, 102 Lacey Street, or phone, or Fairbanks, Alaska, phone 452-1648. Please do so. We will not be able to have programs for you unless we hear from you. So please write.
On today's program, we heard Isabella Brady, Charlie Joseph, Ethel McKinnon, and the Kashaheen dancers of Sitka. Reminding you of the Festival of Native Arts coming to the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus March 14th through the 18th, this is Mo Wathley. Thanks for listening.
Potlatch is produced by KUAC under Title I of the Higher Education Act.